Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Hello, I'm Pete Edgerton from Stray FM Daytime, and I'm pleased to say that this evening on the Health and Wellbeing Show, Dr. Oliver Kayes from Leeds Urology Partnership is with me, alongside his guest, Kevin Jones, all the way from North East Wales, from Impact Medical. Good evening, Kevin.
Good evening.
Now, gentlemen, shockwave therapy and lithotripsy. So, Oliver, first of all, what is it exactly?
So, in clinical terms, we use ultrasound quite a lot, and this is how I understand it. It's far more complicated than my tiny brain can consume, and Kevin will go into the details. But ultrasound we use all the time to look at things. If you tweak that slightly and turn it up, you then have a clinical ultrasound, which you can use for physiotherapy. And if you change it one more notch, you get something called shockwave therapy. And I think, Kevin, if that's not too basic, that's kind of how I understand it. And once you're dealing with shockwave treatments, you can really start influencing the body and diseases in particular in certain special ways. So we use it in urology to treat kidney stones, to break them up, to shatter them without the need for an operation. And we found that we've also, if you change the way you use the machines, you can also use it for rehabilitation and to recover sexual function for some men with erection problems. And also in sports injuries and things like that, which are much more Kevin's specialty, I think.
So how does it actually work, Kevin? I mean, Oliver says you shatter a kidney stone. That sounds quite vicious.
Actually, from the same source, it can have two different effects. So you've got the destructive effect for kidney stones. So therefore, using very high pressure, we're looking at about 13,000 pounds per square inch. So a lot of pressure that fragments a kidney stone. So the beauty of that, of course, you don't need surgery. And again, you know, sort of it's the least invasive method of treating kidney stones. The other flip of the coin is you use low energy shockwaves. It has actually a tissue regeneration effect. So whether you're treating tendons, erectile dysfunction, improving blood flow and creating new things like skin, which we do, muscle and tendons. So there's both sides of the coin here, from high intensity to low intensity shockwave.
And how popular is this becoming? I mean, it sounds as if it's quite an expensive form of treatment, or is it becoming the norm to use it?
I think that as far as urology for kidney stones, it's been the norm since about 1985 as a minimally invasive treatment. So it's well recognised as frontline treatment. Would you agree, Ollie, there?
We have a lot of patients with kidney stones. Some people probably don't know they've got kidney stones and they pick them up on scans. Other people will pass kidney stones, which is incredibly painful and often requires them going to hospital to have acute care. It's usually based around a calcium deposit. So the most common reason for getting a kidney stone, aside from the diet, is dehydration. So often we see it seasonally when people become more dehydrated. They forget to drink enough. And slowly these calcium deposits will form in the kidney. And when they get to a certain size, we would term those crystals more a stone. And once that stone is set, it can either increase in size, which can cause problems with the kidney or attract infections. Alternatively, it can cause problems as it tries to pass out of the kidney, namely the pain, which is severe. And like I said earlier, would often require admission to a hospital as an emergency. Or sometimes it can get stuck, which obviously can cause serious problems to the kidney.
And at what stage in the process of treating somebody with kidney stones or, like you mentioned, in gentlemen with an erectile dysfunction, do you kind of say, right, let's use the shockwave therapy?
There are certain conditions where you would use this front line, you know, certainly smaller stones in the kidney, which you want to treat minimally invasively. We can go in with cameras, we can use lasers, we can use more major operations. But what we're trying to do is use an outpatient-type treatment for patients so that they can have maybe a treatment in one or two settings, not requiring anaesthetic, not requiring an inpatient stay, and they'll pass those fragments on their own. Erectile dysfunction and this regenerative effect that we're talking about is much more of a newer phenomenon, and we're really excited about this because the trial data is coming through gradually to support how we do it, the sort of protocols we're putting together, and Kevin's been at the forefront of doing this in the UK for some time. So we're really pleased that he's come into Leeds Nuffield to help us set up a service, and it fills a void. You know, men don't want to use invasive treatments, injections, pumps or have major surgery, when something like this that they can do in an outpatient or clinic setting can get things working again.
Which is fantastic and so important to discuss such a topic that many men can find embarrassing to bring up into conversation. How much research has to be done before it's widely seen across the board?
I think there's more requirement for high-level research studies. And I think once we get a few of those, there's been a few internationally in Israel, Germany and other parts of the world. And I think the evidence seems to all correlate to the same outcomes, that actually there is a benefit. It's pain-free, believe it or not, for the patients, which is good news.
Always a bonus.
Yeah, and it's actually another way of treating a complex problem. I mean, we're talking about not many men come forward. I think only 33% of the male population with ED will actually come forward and actually
wow.
get something done. And we're talking worldwide, one in every 10 men will have ED in their lifetime. So that's worldwide statistics.
And how popular is it so far to use the shockwave therapy for other muscle problems around the body?
Yeah, well, we've been using in orthopaedics and sports medicine as an example, and also another condition of the penis called Peyronie's disease, since about 1997. And we've done quite a few studies, so we work within anything from the English National Ballet to professional sports such as football, rugby union and rugby league. So it's and even horses, so treated horses as well.
Wow, so real variation for
yeah,
you.
There is, yeah.
And what's the future hold?
I think as far as regeneration of tissue, I think there's a great future in wound healing, which is a big problem in this country. With the increase of diabetes, kidney stones. I think I read a statistic that over the last 10 years, admissions to A&E has increased by 115% of people with kidney stones. So diet has to be looked at. And consequently, we will be able to treat things like wounds that otherwise can't be treated.
And if anybody listening, Oliver, is concerned, they've had pain that you've mentioned with kidney stones, what's the first step if they want to get in touch with Nuffield?
So either call the Nuffield, who will hand out the details for the office, or go to the website, which is www.leedsurologypartnership.co.uk. On there, we've actually put out quite a lot of patient information, also link that to the National Urology Association, and they give you unbelievable amounts of detail about what you should be eating and how to avoid kidney stones, and the symptoms that you might have if you're presenting with something like that. Obviously, it can be something else, and that's why we're there to sort of guide you through that process and hopefully get you to the answers you need as quick as possible.
And yourself, Kevin, people are wanting to discover more about shockwave therapy, your website has all the info.
Absolutely. You can go through to the Yorkshire Shockwave Centre online, and also Impact Medical Limited, so... yeah, any of those would be able to give direct you through to the Nuffield in Leeds.
Simply search for them and you will get all the information. And of course, in turn, we will put it on the health and wellbeing page at strayfm.com.
Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.